Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture of Psalm chapter 56, verse 3 and verse 4. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me, or what can flesh do to me? Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, both fear and faith are powerful forces, and the one you surrender to will control you, right? So that's why it's very important that for you to understand that fear is real and faith also is real. And whenever David was surrounded with fear, he always put his trust in the Lord. And see how beautifully writes, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, then he makes a declaration. In God whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? What a positive declaration of faith that David makes. So my dear brothers and sisters, that whenever you struggle with fear, right, there are some scriptures for you to fight with. When you fight fear with the word of God, fear has to depart. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 20, be strong and of good courage and do it. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. The word of God says in Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Psalms 56:11 says, in God I have put my trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? In Psalm 112:7, he will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Psalm 23:4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. John chapter 14, verse 27 says, my peace, these are the words of Jesus, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Right? In Philippians 4, 6-7, Apostle Paul writes to the Philippian church from the dungeon, from the prison. He says, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 38, again, Apostle Paul is writing to the Roman saints. He says, nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Hallelujah. Bottom line is, my dear brothers and sisters, fight your fears with God's word and fear must depart in Jesus' name. Amen. There is victory in the blood of the Lamb. There is power in the name of Jesus. And there is victory in the word of God. Speak it, declare it, live by it, have faith. God is with you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given unto us. We are so honored to know you as a Jehovah, as a God, Lord God of Israel, the God of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. Lord, you are a God who fights our battles. You are a God who builds us up. You are a God who preserves us, protects us, provides for us, prospers us. And we are totally dependent on you this morning. And Father, I pray, Lord God Almighty, that you will fill our hearts with faith. Lord, replace our fears with faith of God. I pray that, Lord, as we meditate upon your word and we speak and declare your word, every power of Satan must depart from our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. You will give them the courage. You'll give them the boldness of the Spirit. They will be overcomers, victorious people of God. Hallelujah. They will have favor with God and men. At their workplace, they will see the glory of God manifest in their lives. Thank you, Lord, and I praise your name. I pray for the ones who are grappling with their health conditions. I speak healing into their bodies, into their mind. I speak peace in Jesus' name, Lord God Almighty, that their bodies will prosper, they will flourish, and they will be in good health and strength because of what Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary. And we thank you for that, and we give you the praise and glory and honor and dominion and power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.